More music and more fun.
More fun.
Oh. Wake your ass up
with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
Post FM.
Sad news in the animal world. An alligator that was the star attraction at Moscow Zoo and was rumoured to have been Adolf Hitler's personal pet has died aged 84.
Isn't that just like the ultimate evil, like, genius that's in movies, that they have
a pet alligator?
Of course he had a pet alligator. Probably asked it what he should do next.
You might be right. He was quite a collector of animals. But there are suggestions that this particular one, Saturn, his name.
Saturn?
Yes.
Saturn the alligator.
Okay. He survived a bombing raid during World War II and, after being found by Allied troops, was given to the Soviet Union. He was said to be a picky eater who loved massages.
Of course he did.
It sounds like the kind of thing that you would put on a Tinder profile for very adventurous reptiles, doesn't it? I love massages.
Long walks on the beach.
Keeping assassins away from my dictator boss. And generally helping in the struggle for world domination.
There you go.
May he rest in peace.
Poor thing.
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
We are helping restart Mandurah this WA Day, and we've got a concert coming up featuring some amazing local musos. Happening at a secret location on Monday. You'll get a chance to hear it. We'll have it on air and you'll be able to watch it via Facebook as well.
Yep.
Or maybe if you just happen to be in the area, maybe it'll just pop up next to you. You never know. Anyway, we want you to nominate a local who has been a good citizen during the COVID isolation period.
Yep.
For their chance to get along to it with their friends. Coastlive.com.au is where you can nominate. And we'll be chatting to somebody before nine.
Yeah, we'll be calling someone and hearing their special story.
It's also National Sorry Day today, or as it's kind of become known, the National Day of Healing.
Yep.
Kicks off Reconciliation Week. And look, is all about trying to unite Australians, but especially, obviously, being more inclusive of our Indigenous Australians. So we're hearing plenty of stories from Indigenous Aussies today.
Yep.
And look, if you want something light-hearted to get involved in, today is America's National Paper Aeroplane Day.
Nice.
And if you have not seen, like, if you've got a technique that's, you know, all right when it comes to making paper airplanes.
I think mine involves threefold.
Okay. Well, in that case.
Half and then two little corners.
Get yourself onto YouTube. Check out John Collins, the paper airplane guy.
Wow. I feel like it's going to be very impressive.
Not terribly complicated, but man, it'll make. It'll change your life.
Change my life? That is a big goal.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
I just made it. Look, we were just talking about how $51 million can't be used by anyone other than New South Wales Rural Fire Service. This is the Celeste Barber fundraiser campaign.
It's
complicated.
Awesome for that section of the community that needed it, and also disappointing that it just can't be shared to every aspect.
It can't go to the other states
that needed it.
It can't go to support wildlife funds. It can't go to help fire victims rebuild.
No.
Because unfortunately, there's a lot of complicated laws in place around fundraising.
I mean, I understand that, but can't you just, when you step back and look at the big picture, can't you just see that this money was meant for everyone? I know that she wasn't, you know.
That's not how courts work.
I know.
Unfortunately.
But honestly, the country was on fire. You think things could be sorted out. Yeah. Anyway.
Good news, WA regional borders opening up on Friday.
Yes, most of them.
Most of them, yeah. Obviously, the Kimberley and the Aboriginal communities around the state will still remain off limits for biosecurity reasons. But hey, Geraldton, Albany, Kalgoorlie, all on the cards if you're keen for a drive. Yeah.
And only another week, I think, until the rest of it was open as well. They said June 5 they were talking about the Kimberley as well.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
So you only got another week to wait.
And, you know, petrol's actually all right today, so fill up today, up some jerry cans, and go for a good long drive. Well, actually, not today. No. Wait till Friday.
Yeah.
Good news, Hoyts Australia has broken the news. Planning to reopen cinemas soon, possibly, it says, on Perth Now, within weeks.
Hey.
Almost smell the popcorn, it says on Facebook.
Bring on the movies. You know what, I was missing the movies so much that on the weekend we watched a movie when it was on Sunday when it was pouring down outside. Got the popcorn out, got my little bag of popcorn. I thought, you know what this needs? It needs a glass of Coke. So I had my Coke and popcorn and watched the movie.
Don't tell anyone that they can do that at home. Anyway, the proper experience.
It wasn't as good.
The screen's not as big.
Exactly.
Not quite.
Sounds anyway. Not as good.
Yeah, there you go. You can, you don't have a ringing in your ears after that.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
Where it is time once again for us to lift the lid on the dirty, dirty world of Hollywood.
Grimes and Elon Musk have changed their baby's name.
I heard.
Oh, dear. Yeah, so the quirky couple have changed their son's name from XAEA12 to XAEAXII. So yeah,
they all they've done, numbers.
Yes, all they've done is change to a Roman numeral to comply with California law because they're not allowed numbers in the name. It's still pronounced Ash Archangel, so don't worry.
Yep.
You don't have to learn a new pronunciation.
And obviously, too, they've had to change their Wi-Fi password.
Grimes has shared the news to Insta saying, Roman numerals look better, to be honest. There you go. Queen's Brian May has revealed he recently suffered a heart attack and was rushed to hospital in agony. The 72-year-old revealed to fans on Instagram that he had 3 blocked arteries after he felt pain in his chest. The emergency unfolded after he found out he had ripped his bum muscles. This is what he had to say.
Is that the official term?
Buttocks, gluteus maximus, if you like.
Righto.
In the middle of the whole saga of the painful backside, I had a small heart attack. And I say small, you know, it's not something that did me any harm. It was about 40 minutes of pain in the chest and tightness and that feeling in the arms and sweating. And, you know, you kind of know you've heard, and you think, oh, actually, this is a heart attack.
Apparently so.
Look, that's, I love the way he delivered it. Just like you. I had a heart attack, you know, guys.
What did you say, ripped his bum muscle?
Hey, guys, Sebastian broke down in tears last night after his brother surprise auditioned on The Voice. Chris Sebastian, already we're mixing them. It was 7 years younger than Guy, previously appeared on season 1 of The Voice and was mentored by Seal, but he made it to the semi-finals and after the show just kept dissing the show for likening him to his brother.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to do when you're a Sebastian. Anyway, he's over it now and he's back on the show and he turned all 4 chairs. I'm jealous of the way you're happy. It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way.
Oh my God.
You're happy without me. Goodness me.
Wow.
Sounds just like him as well. I mean, I'm sorry.
Does. And really interesting song choice given that whole circumstance.
I'm really sorry, Chris Sebastian, but
hey.
You're always going to be in Kai's shadow.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6. 97.3, Coast FM.